We are under psychological attack. It's psychological warfare. And you will, if you don't stand together, if you don't hang together, the old saying is you'll hang separately. And the older people have a death sentence. And I can imagine, if it comes to it, it's my appeal to old people to, you know, make sure that you are well armed when that time comes and you get in your wheelchairs and you only have a few years left. You don't want to die with various tubes in your different orifices. You know what I mean? See, you need to go out and die like you should. See, I'm willing to go out and die because I'm 81, so I've used my life and I'm going to defend my country when I'm absolutely sure there's despotism, which I'm sure already, but I'm not ready. I have my own time and place. So you don't see, I'm not preaching any kind of sedition of any kind. I'm just saying if and when I see this is intolerable, and even though we're in a minority, you got to honor. I remember taking that oath of allegiance, which says, and you put that on your hand on your chest and did that, didn't you? Done it many times. And do you mean it? Or is it just a noise you make? You're just a phony. You're a scaredy cat. You're gutless. Oh, so you're all standing alone. Well, if I had to do it by myself, I'll do it by myself. But old people should, you know, so you become so senile. You don't want to. So catered to. You've lived through good times. You've got the best of what this country has to offer for, and you've worked for it. I get it, but now your savings are gone. Now you can't make it on your own. And some of you are foolish enough to overspend yourself and indulge in excesses and have got what you deserve. But maybe you can make up for it by getting up in your wheelchair and packing your whatever it is. You pack something. And you can imagine an army of old people. There's got to be 30, 40, 50 million old people. And that would be an army in itself. Those are the people that want to make America great, and there's still enough of them. And that will be, in other words, I mean it sort of thing, an army of wheelchairs, an army of people on crutches. See, that's how I see America.